home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Rated G Radio. We've got a fun show tonight. We're going to get to our featured guest, Mr. Scott McCuskey, in just a couple of moments. He is somebody that I am so honored to be able to call a friend, and having him on the show tonight is kind of like a treat because the man is so busy. I'm not even sure if he sleeps, but we're going to get to Scott in just a minute and have a fun hour chatting with him. If you would like to call in tonight and ask Scott a question, the hotline is open for the next hour at 323-657-1493. I see a bunch of people that have called in, but I don't open the phone line and bring you on unless you've pressed the 1 on your keypad, because history is proven. If you're just calling in to listen on your phone, you don't want to be bugged by me trying to bring you on the air, like, because you do that. So if you want to talk to Scott and ask a question, you got to press the number 1 on your keypad, and we'll do that. Like we do every day, I just want to give you a quick reminder of where we've been this week, where we're going, and other exciting information that you'll want to make note of, hopefully. On Monday's show, we had Dr. Ralph Mayer. He is a Beverly Hills gynecologist and an actor, of course. And we talked about women's health issues and insurance and the industries that he's involved with for helping women's health in the Los Angeles area, and also talked about some of his projects, including Child of the 70s, that he was part of the last 2 seasons. That's also where I met the fine doctor earlier this year. That's on Monday show, Dr. Ralph Mayer. On Tuesday, we had best-selling author L.J. Sellers from Eugene, Oregon. We were talking about her brand new book, The Gender Experiment. It is doing really, really well on Amazon. We did a world premiere yesterday, which is, I think, probably a first for a book. We scheduled this specifically knowing that the date, Tuesday, May 24th, was going to be the date that L.J. was going to release her next book. I think it's book number 20 for her. And I'm telling you, it's a page turner. But all of her books are like that, and that's one of the reasons I enjoy having LJ on the show. Not only is she extremely smart, well-written, well-versed, but she makes a great guest because she tells great stories, and she's also a great humanitarian. So hopefully you'll get a chance to tune in to LJ's interview and then go buy her books. Tomorrow, Rated LGBT Radio is back with my co-host Rob Watson, and I think for the first time since January, it's just Rob and I talking about current issues that are going on around the country. So that will be fun, and that's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And then the last live show of the week is the Friday Night Dance Party. We're going to start the show live at 3 p.m. Hour number 1 is going to be listener requests. Hour number 2, D'Elia. She is our guest VIP superstar. She's got a brand new album that just hit iTunes yesterday. So we're doing a world premiere of her brand new album called Visitor, and that will be hour number 2. So hour number 1 is 3 o'clock, hour number 2 at 4, and we'll have our interview with D'Elia at that time. And I had a chance to chat with her on the phone just for a second the other day. You are really going to enjoy this artist's story. She's kind of a little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of pop, and that is something that we love to play here on the dance party. Of course, you know, it's anything having to do with independent artists, helping raise awareness to whatever causes that they are involved in, because, you know, the opportunities to showcase your stuff are few and far between. So that's why not do it here. I will tell you, last night, I'm going to get to Scott in just a second, so everybody hang tight. Last night, I had the great opportunity to go up to, I'm going to call it Malibu, but it's probably more Santa Monica. Technically, it's an LA address, but it was called the Inn of the something something. It could be Inn of the Seventh Seas. I don't remember. But it was up in that area, and I got to be background for a new movie that was being filmed called Boot Camp Bride. And as I'm starting to, you know, be more involved in movies and either from an acting standpoint or from a production assistant standpoint, it's always interesting to see how the different sets work and how the actors and crew interact with each other, how it's run streamlined from a directing standpoint. Really interesting experience last night. However, I did not get home until really, really late because we filmed. I left at 11. They cut me at 11 p.m. last night. My scenes were over. And another friend of mine, Michael Vaccaro, and I, we actually took a fun picture and posted it on Facebook today. He was there till after 2 a.m. filming, and I think he got there probably close to like 6:30 last night. So he had a full day of or full night of filming. Sometimes that's just how it goes. You know, you just never know. Friday night after the show, I'm headed out to Idlewild, California with my buddy Gregory, and we're going to be extras in a new movie that's also being filmed in California. That's going to be Saturday. It's an all-day shoot, and I get to have one day on set out in Idlewild, which is in the middle of nowhere. And so we'll be racing out for that. And then also next week, I'm a PA on a new movie for it's filmed in Hollywood. And it's funny when they contacted me, you know, because I run into folks all the time and they said, you can't be starstruck because we're going to have a lot of Hollywood celebrities on this. So you're going to be there as a PA. And a PA means, you know, you're a gopher. Somebody wants water or you need to go get them lunch or, you know, move this, do that. That's what that is. But it's a 14-hour day, and I can't be starstruck, so I find that a little hysterical. So they were excited to bring me on. But that's what's going on behind the scenes here. I've got much more that's happening that I'm really excited to share with you down the road, but that is going to have to wait for another day because we have our guest tonight, Mr. Scott McCuskey. I know Scott through my dear friend Deb Hall, who I met through the LADARA organization. We're going to talk about that probably in the second half of the show because it really is a number one. They're great products and great opportunities, and it's a story worth hearing because it really does change the lives of a lot of people. But we're going to save that for the second part because the first part of the show is really what made me want to have Scott on the program tonight. Scott loves animals. So as soon as I heard this, I said, Scott's going to be my BFF out in Ohio forever. And let's come on and chat about that. So without further ado, and, you know, Scott has a much more impressive resume than just saying he's my BFF from Ohio and he loves pets. But that's what you're getting tonight, folks. So, Scott, he'll tell us. Scott, welcome to the show. How are you?
Garrett, thank you so very much for having me. I am doing fantastic. I'm so excited to be on your show. I've never done anything like this before. Very honored that you asked me to come on to talk about my passion. So thank you very much.
Well, you know, I think everybody has a story, Scott, and, you know, that's one of the unique things about the other stuff we'll talk about later is that everybody comes to the table with their own, you know, road on how they got to wherever they're at. But I think one of the soft spots that I have in my heart are for people who really try to not only help others, but it's, you know, it's great when you help others because that's A plus awesome, but it's A triple plus awesome when you're helping pets or animals because, you know, these are beings that are out there that just have no other advocates out there except for us. And so if we bring them into our home and care and love for them and make them our family or, you know, do things like you're doing, and we'll talk about that, you know, it takes a special kind of person. And I'm just so grateful that you take time out of your schedule to make that part of your commitment to life. So thanks for that. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So what's going on in your world? Tell us a little bit about you, Scott. What's your life like?
Well, a little bit about me, a little backstory about me. I'm 48 years old. I'm a disabled vet from the United States Army. Served from 86 through 91 as a attack helicopter crew chief. So that was 2 weeks out of high school. I was in boot camp. So that started my adult life. Grew up with three brothers. Well, myself being one of three boys. excuse me, my sister. So there's four of us in total. Grew up in an awesome family, very loving, caring mom and dad. So very, very, very fortunate that way. But my brother joined the Army right out of high school. I really looked up to him, and I wanted to follow in his footsteps. So anyhow, so that's what started my adult life, you know, being in the Army, being a veteran. So, and then from there, after the Army, I got in the mortgage business. I was in that industry for about, 13, 14 years, employed over 100-some people and licensed in 28 states, and really helped a lot of people that way realize their, you know, their dreams of home ownership and, you know, things like that. So, and then from there, when that industry collapsed, my wife and I seized an opportunity to pursue our passion with animals and pets, and that was to open up a pet hotel. So we did that. We started looking into that about a year before we got married, And at the time, looking around, really all we saw were, you know, traditional type kenneling. And that didn't really appeal to us simply because we're huge animal lovers. So our fur babies, our paw babies, they're family to us. So
yeah,
we wanted traditional kenneling. So, yeah, we started doing a lot of research, ironically, you know, looking in your home state of California and, you know, all the bigger states where there's a lot of high-end boarding facilities. So we, you know, we knew what we wanted when we were looking to board our pets, plus added some things from, you know, all around the country, basically. And we started our pet hotel and started pursuing our passion. Like I said, June 28th will be our 8-year anniversary this year.
Wow. Okay. Now, I want to know all about the pet hotel, but before we do that, you said that you were a helicopter pilot in the Army. Okay. So what is it like flying a helicopter?
Well, I was a crew chief, so that's a little bit different.
Okay.
So I was going to flight school. I had my flight packet submitted and everything go to flight school, but an unfortunate accident had me medically discharged in 91. So I never got to see that dream through to a reality. But to answer your question, I did get to fly a lot in helicopters. I was very I was privileged and one of the few people in the Army when the Apache rolled out in 86 to actually fly into that particular helicopter, because in fact it is a two-pilot helicopter. It's a gunship, so there's two pilots. The backseat driver, he is actually the pilot. Front seat is the gunner, but also can fly as well. So that's it. There's only room for two people, and that's it. But anyhow, I worked my way up to the, you know, up to the top, so to speak, and proved myself. And so I was able to actually go on maintenance test flights in that helicopter and do a lot of things. I was my own personal commander's crew chief, things like that. To answer your question, it's awesome. It's
did you ever get sick?
No, not at all. No. And our longest flight was actually from California back to Texas. That's where I was stationed. We did a C5A loadout and took our helicopters in the belly of an aircraft, flew out to California, put them back together, and flew back to Texas in helicopters. So that was really cool.
I think I'm fascinated with this because, you know, a lot of people are afraid of flying or definitely don't want to fly in like a small, you know, prop plane type of a thing. Do you have any kind of adjustment period to get to where it was okay to be in the helicopter? You're just young and, you know, full of vim and vigor and like, this is cool, and you got in and went.
Right. You know, ironically, I'm 6'4", and I am technically, afraid of heights.
I didn't know you were 6'4".
A little,
wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'm 6'4". I'll leave my weight off the air, but no.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm a big guy.
Enough, yeah.
Anyhow, I was technically afraid of heights. Nothing I did in the Army to overcome that. You know, flying an aircraft really, it didn't fall under the afraid of, you know, being afraid of heights. So I had no adjustment period needed for that. You know, you feel very safe and secure in these aircraft. And, you know, frankly, when you're the one fixing them and maintaining them, you're definitely feeling very comfortable when you're inside of them. So, no adjustment period. My fear of heights is different than that.
Okay.
But I did get out of the Army and go skydiving once to break part of my fear of heights.
No.
But,
well, I think.
Yeah. Yep. I'm one of the guys who jumped out. Go ahead.
No, I was just say for me, I'd just be like, you know, I'm okay in like a commercial aircraft. I think being in a helicopter that goes like vroom, vroom, and you know, you're back and forth and up and down and all around, that to me would make my stomach go. But I'm not a roller coaster person either. Is that, would that be a fair assessment about how it kind of feels?
It certainly can be a roller coaster, but you know, just like a fixed wing aircraft, you know, that you get. Flying, you know, straight and level, it's, you know, it's a little different sound in there with the, you know, with the rotor blades above your head and, you know, jet engines right beside you, you know, like that. So it's a little bit different, but, you know, straight and level, not much different than, you know, fixed wing. But at a moment's notice, that helicopter can be doing a lot of fun stuff that would resemble a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, well, you're a brave man, Scott, so I will applaud you. I could ask you questions about helicopters all day long, but we're going to move on. Pet hotels. Okay, I love that you love pets. So where did your love of pets begin? Is this something that goes back to childhood, or I mean, how lucky were you to find your wife that wants to do, you know, is in service to pets as well? So talk about where that all started for you.
Sure, I'd love to talk about it. You know, as far back as I can remember, I've always had pets, and that's like I said, as far back as I can remember, Mom and Dad always made sure that we had pets in the house, doggies in particular, and always grew up with doggies. So, you know, my passion for animals, I guess you can say, started then. And the only point in my life I can ever remember not having an animal or a dog in my life. And I use the term dog loosely because I really don't like that terminology. I use the word pup or kids or fur babies or whatever. But anyhow, from the time I was in boot camp to the time I got to Fort Hood, which was about 6 months of training, that was about the only time in my life that I did not have a pet in my life. So I've always had a pet in my life, always been a pet lover. And so that's where it all started. And as far as my wife and finding a partner that shares the same passion, I guess blessed would probably be an understatement, because the life that that we've had, I wouldn't trade it for anything. But it's a unique life that you've got to live when you own pet hotel. And and that's what we are, and we could talk about that in a little bit, how we're set up versus kenneling if you want. But it's a unique life. When we opened up our pet lodge 8 years ago, for the first 2.5 years, Garrett, for the first 2.5 years, my wife and I, we lived in the pet lodge. We sold our home in Pennsylvania and we lived where we worked for 2.5 years.
And, wow, that's commitment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had a full shower and stuff, and, but we didn't have a kitchen or anything, so we ate out a lot. It had some side benefits. We both lost about 40-some pounds. She lost, 20 or 30 or whatever. I mean, you're working, tirelessly all day long. Oh, that's an understatement. They drop their kids off and they pick them up, after their vacation. And if they could just only have a small taste of the work that goes into caring for, 100 pups at a time, Garrett, or more, or, it's not just, we're taking care of people's kids. It's, feeding certain schedules, feeding certain things, wet foods, medications, insulin injections, cycling the doggies, cleaning, making sure that they stay in suites with private individual TVs in them. So you're always making sure that their area is always clean. Every time they go out for their potty breaks or playtime, their suites are always cleaned up like a hotel. Everything's cleaned and waters are always topped off. And so, and then the laundry and the facility itself. And I mean, I can go on and on and on. It is so much work, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. And getting back to my wife, so to have, to have found a woman that's your best friend, partner, that shares the exact same things and passions that you do in life, I couldn't be more fortunate.
So how'd you meet?
Ironically, we met when I had the mortgage company. She was one of my loan officers. And that's where we met. Yeah. Yep. So that goes a little ways back, and but the funny part is that I didn't actually meet her till probably 2 or 3 months after she started working for me. I was always busy on several different businesses, always on the go. But when we
so
did,
was that
that's
love
all
at
she
sight?
You could say that. I mean, the one time I seen her, in the mortgage company. It was kind of in passing or whatever. And, you know, at that time, you know, once a week, every Wednesday night, I would treat all my employees to a night out. Whoever showed up, drinks and food was on me. And so that was the first night that I met her. And she teases me about the my pickup line that I gave her. I'll share it with you. Take about 20 seconds, 15 seconds.
Okay.
I'll give you a short version. She was, there's a place called the Sugar Shack, and she was sitting there just, you know, with other coworkers. And I walked up to her, or actually sat up beside her, and introduced myself. And I said, I hear you have a lot to offer to the company. And because she had a huge background in the mortgage industry, and I didn't know that. So she teases me and tells me that was my pickup line. So it worked.
Got
That's
your
all
food.
That matters. It worked.
There you go. There you go. So, okay.
So, yeah. So, right now, we started. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, you're great. I was just going to say, so you got married, you know, so we'll speed up to, you know, where you started the pet hotel. How, I mean, I know that the mortgage business crashed, and when the mortgage business crashed with the home things that were going on, you know, several years ago, it was horrible for a lot of folks. But you're probably you are the only person that I know, Scott, that says, you know what, I think I'm going to do a pet hotel. You're the only one in America that does this. So how did you and your wife decide that this was going to be the thing that was going to be your thing that you wanted to do?
Well, yeah, again, it was at a time, it was in 2007, we got, you know, when we were getting married, and we had two fur babies at the time. We still have one of them. And we started looking around for places to keep our kids because we were doing a destination wedding and family was going to join us. So we didn't have family available to look after them. So when I seen the facilities that were out there to accommodate our boarding needs, I knew instantly what I was going to do for the rest of my life. And that was to build a pet lodge, build a pet hotel, you know, with, you know, super low rates, all inclusive. Everything is included in what we do and care that I'd like to think is second to none. So, you know, they say the necessity is the mother of all invention. I would tend to agree with that. I'm also an inventor, but that's another story. But so that's what started it. That's what started it when we had a need to find a place for our kids and nothing around suited our needs. So, you know, family and friends came together and we funded the construction and mm-hmm. at a time when the economy was in the tank in 2008, but we pulled through it, pushed through it, and here we are.
So, okay. So I love the idea that you want to be, and I mean this with love, but you want to be like the Costco of pet hotels, meaning, you know, it's, you know, you have high volume, super low rates, all inclusive. It's like super cool and you want to be there, but how did you sit down and do like a business plan for saying, you know what, we're going to, you know, we need, you know, 60 dogs. Nope. 60 dogs won't let us break even. We need, you know, 100 dogs to break even, you know, or whatever it is. How did you come up with the mathematical model to make this something that you could say, this is going to be something that's going to be viable and it's going to work?
You know, great question. Well, first off, the area that we chose where we're from, or not where we're from, but where we live, Boardman, Ohio, it's a really nice area. I don't want to say high end, but it's a great area, a great location, that kind of thing. So the first thing was to find a location, a facility, a structure that, that we could design in a way that would fit, you know, what we needed, you know, play areas, mm-hmm. play yards, and suites and grooming areas and all these and overnight quarters. And by the way, we have an overnight attendant that sleeps in the facility with all of our guests for everyone's peace of mind. So all these things, come into play. So you kind of back into it. You take your initial overhead from your rents and utilities. And at the time we didn't have any payroll. So it was just my wife and I. And so, you know, we kind of knew what we needed and, you know, at the time it was $20 a night. Being in business 8 years, we're only at $25 a night, and we're still all inclusive, everything that we do.
Wow.
Anyhow, so you know, you kind of back into that. We started with 56 weeks. We now have 90, and we're in the middle of a $1.5 million expansion right now. So, yeah, it's quite a ride.
That is okay. So, when you and your wife sat down to say, you know, honey, this is what I want to do. I want to do this too. Great, we're on the same page. What did you sit down and come up with, like, if we were really going to do this, you know, here's what would be really cool if we did. So how did you decide, you know, what you were going to have is like, well, of course we need to have this and that, but if we could really do, how did you come up with that type of a list?
Well, you know, it was a lot of research. We knew what we wanted when we initially were looking that didn't exist. So that part was easy. So then, you know, when we start looking around and getting ideas on the internet and looking in California and Florida and all these high-end boarding facilities to see, you know, what was big in those areas, that's kind of like, you know, we set off of that. But at the end of the day, you know, we build a facility in a way that we were looking for at the time, you know, we were engaged. So at the end of the day, you know, all of our guests, they have private suites. They're 4 feet by 9. They have individual TVs in them. It's all climate controlled, central air, central heat. They're taken out 5-6 times a day, every 2-2.5 hours. It's all supervised. They have private potty yards, 12 feet by 25, overnight
Wow.
attendance. Yeah. So, I mean, all these things are a part of our facility.
Goodness gracious. I mean, it's like, I want to go sleep there. I mean, it sounds like a great place. Okay, so in just a couple of minutes, we're going to take a quick commercial break and hear from our friends at It Matters Radio, Rainbow Brew, and then a shameless plug for my album, and then we're going to come back. So I'm just telegraphing that out to everybody who's listening tonight. So if you need to make a bathroom break or get another cup of wellness tea or something like that, I'm going to encourage you to do that. But before we do that, how many people do you have working for you now, Scott?
We have 15 people on payroll right now.
Wow. Okay. I'm shocked because it just seems like, you know, with everything that you have going on, this would be a great place. I mean, I'm thinking of me from like a workout, from a core standpoint, because I could stand to lose, you know, a couple more pounds. But like, you know,
right.
I could treat this like just a cardio boot camp almost, because I would be moving all day long if I was at your facility. Do you have a website set up or a Facebook page for your business? And by the way,
yeah.
During the break, I would update the show page. So if you do a refresh on your screen, that'll pop up in just a couple of moments for you too. So Scott, what's that address? And I'll get that updated during the show.
Yeah, it's a little bit long, but it actually works for the way I do my marketing. So it's all together, Pet Lodge USA of Boardman, BOARDMAN, Pet Lodge USA of Boardman.com.
Cool. And by the way, for everybody who's listening to the show and you're like, what in the heck is that? I didn't get that. I'll have a link on the show page. So all you'll have to do is click that and go directly to Scott's site. And we're going to take our break now. And then we're going to come back in just a couple of moments. So again, take your bathroom break. Just turn up the radio really loud because we like our sponsors here on the show. And we'll be back with more of Scott McCuskey and talking about pets. And so much more. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to our discussion of It Matters Radio. Our guest today is Angus McWilliams.
Hey, laddie, let's get on with this thing. I'm on my way to a birthday party for Nessie.
You're throwing a birthday party for the Loch Ness Monster?
Well, first of all, it's not a monster. And second of all, I'm talking about niece Nessie. She's a wee bit of a lovely lass.
I see. Well, okay. Angus, can you give us your thoughts on It Matters Radio?
Hey, wonderful people. They had me on the wild back to talk about my book.
Your what?
My book. I wrote a book about the adventures in Scotland.
Oh, I see. A book.
That's what I just said. What are you, deaf man?
It Matters Radio focuses on discovering new talent and bringing important indie artists on the air. Monica, Kenneth, and Carrie offer up meaningful conversation on new music, books, and fun topics. It's unlike any other radio program known to man and woman alike.
You can say that again.
Known to man and woman alike.
Just because I said you can say it again doesn't mean you have to say it again.
I'm just doing my best to show everyone that It Matters Radio basically brings variety, fun, and entertainment with a sincere desire to discover new topics and talent.
Oh, why didn't you just say that?
I just did.
Hey, Letty, remind me when I can listen.
It Matters Radio is on every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific.
You Americans with your different time zones. We only have one time zone in Scotland.
And that would be...
That would be the time to down a pint or two of ale.
It Matters Radio, for the best in conversation, music, books, and entertainment. Join us Thursday evenings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Discover the depth, diversity, meaningfulness, caring, guest-focused, friendly, enjoyable atmosphere of It Matters Radio with Ken, Monica, and Carrie.
That's a mouthful if I ever heard one.
Yes, and I'm going to go brush my teeth now. It Matters Radio.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the Queen Bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
Hey everybody, it's Garrett Miller. Check out my brand new album, Blonde Jesus, voted number one rock electronica, and the hit single, Gay Wedding.
It's a nice day for a gay wedding.
Buy your copy today at GarrettMiller.com.
Okay, shameless plug of the day is done. By the way, if you refresh your browser, you will find two links on the show page tonight. One is for Scott's website that we were talking about right before the break. The other is for his Facebook, I'm going to call it the fan page, but this Facebook page for Pet Lodge. And all you have to do is click the links, and you'll go right there. You can like the Facebook page and stay in contact for all of the cool things that are happening there. And then if you want to go to his website and take a look at the services that he's offering there, it's quite nice. It's very clean. It's easy to read. I'm going to give you an A for a basic website, Scott, that's going to get business in the door. So congratulations on that. So,
hey, thanks a lot. And that's exactly what that was designed for. Nothing complicated, clean and simple, taking care of everyone's pets, birds, cats, dogs, you name it. We've taken care of pretty much the whole run, snakes as well.
I was just going to ask you about that, 'cause I hate snakes. Now, I've had I've had phobias about it. I can see a picture of a snake now, and I'm kind of okay. I can be down the street from a snake, and I can be okay. I would not – if that was like a requirement, I couldn't work for you, Scott, though. So,
well,
how does that work?
We only did it once. Yeah, we only did it once, and it was an exception. And I told the guys that I'm not feeding anything live to snakes. I'm not going to have to touch them. They brought in – actually, I think there were three of them. There were three ball pythons, and – what we did was we turned the lights on and off when we needed to, and made sure the timers all worked, and that was it. So we babysat, and that was it was quite different. But we do turtles. We've done turtles and bunnies and ferrets and, the whole deal. We've done it all.
So turtles, bunnies, and ferrets, I totally get. I'm on board. I'd have to draw the line. And I don't know why. We could talk about my phobias on that on a different time. However, what's been like one of the biggest challenges from a animal care standpoint that you've had since you've opened up Pet Lodge USA of Boardman?
Well, that's a great question. There has been a lot of trial and error, going from, even 56 suites, that's a big facility, doing something you never did before. And, when you take a passion for animals and turn it into a business, there's a little bit of trial and error. So one of the biggest challenges, we will not hire anyone that likes animals. So you have to love them, or have a passion like no other. You can't just come work for us if you like animals. Anyhow, that said, it, even though everyone that works for us has that, it's tough to find good help. You know, we've been real fortunate these last couple years. We have some solid employees that allow my wife and I to take some personal time and, you know, get to enjoy our life and, you know, from working hard all those years. We've had, like I said, we have five super solid managers that, you know, I trust with my life, my fur babies, everyone else's fur babies, all of our customers love our managers. So, but in short, I would say, you know, it's, you know, because what we do is a lot of hard work. We joke around about the fitness membership that's built into the job. That appeals to some people, and I can tell you it doesn't appeal to others. So it's tough to find good help, but we got it now, though.
And your rates are very affordable. You know, because I'm looking, because the one time, this goes back about 300 years, the one time I thought about putting my dogs in a kennel when I went on a vacation or I had to do something, it didn't happen. I had somebody come and stay at the house. But I looked into it and I was like, holy cow, that's outrageously expensive. My hotel doesn't even cost that much because I'm super,
right,
super cheap. But here I am on your site going, it's $20 per day for dogs and then $15 per day for cats and other pets. And I'm like, that sounds really reasonable. But, you know, of course, the cheapskate in me goes, do you guys give like group discounts if I brought in like all five of my dogs so it's not $100 a day? Or is that, you know?
You're exactly okay. Right. Yep, you sure do. And our day rate for the dogs is $20, like you mentioned. But our overnight rate's $25. So if you come in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and leave the next day by noon, it's $25. Includes everything I mentioned earlier: playtime, daycare, medications, anything. All that's included. And then it's $15 for each additional pet that stay together in the same suite. So yeah. You know, if you have a pair of kids, a pair of pets, so $40 a night. You know, you can board them both. You check in on a Friday afternoon, leave Sunday afternoon. Costs you $80 for two, or you know, $50 for one.
That is just incredible. Now, do you guys do you do any posting of pictures of what your facility looks like, or you know, where you're going from to you where you're going to? How do people get a feel?
Sure, yeah.
Oh. It's on the who we are. I just need to click around.
Yep. Yeah, there's a tab at the top, facility photos or stuff like that. I think there's an employee tab there as well. There's.
This is great.
Yeah, check out that play yard there. That's it's like a 6,000 square foot play yard, splash pool, shade umbrellas, the whole deal. Hopefully it's on there. It's been a couple days since I've been on.
Yeah.
There, so I think that's.
So what do the pets watch? Do they have to have – do they get like HBO and Showtime? Are they getting movies on demand? What's on the TVs in the suites?
That's right. We do take requests. We do take requests from the guests, but they tend to like Animal Planet and country music television. So
really?
Yep, they do. The CMT and Animal Planet, those seem to be the popular.
Who knows?
And we get special requests for Sports Channel and stuff like that. We'll get that from their moms and dads.
I love it. Okay, well, again, the links for Pet Lodge USA of Boardman.com, so you don't have to write all that down. I've made it really easy for you. The links are on the show page. If you tuned in at the beginning of the show and you say, I don't see this here, refresh your browser. During the commercial break, I updated that. So you'll see Scott's website, and you'll also see his Facebook fan page for the business. Go and like that and stay in contact there. Okay, shifting gears here a little bit. The reason you and I are talking tonight is because of my dear friend Deb Hall out of Youngstown, Ohio. And I met Deb a couple of years ago when I was presented with an opportunity to try this amazing skincare product. And by the way, this is an unpaid testimonial, so nobody's telling me to say this. I'm saying it because it's true, and this is how it happened. But I was approached to try the skincare product called Ladar, and I'm like, what a weird name for something that I'm going to put on my face. And I was approached by a couple of different people. They said, oh, you need to try this out. And this is after I'd moved to California, and I had had – I had personal friends that ran cosmeceutical companies, and they have complete skincare lines. And whenever we'd go to lunch, they'd give me a new bag of whatever their latest and greatest was. And the statement that I would say was like, okay, thanks, guys, for this great skincare product, but I barely use soap on my face. What am I supposed to do with this? And they would always say, read the directions. And then I still have – it's about 1.5 box, but that's like a small box, like a book box. I've still got a book box of cosmeceutical stuff that's sitting here for probably like 5 years, because I know it's really expensive, but I couldn't throw it away. But this, either I couldn't figure it out, or it smelled, or it had a weird texture, or it was orange, or it was just weird from A to Z. And I just said, this is not anything I'm interested in. And so when I finally heard about this through Rhonda Coons in Oregon, who I knew from 300 years ago and different lifetimes ago, she says, try it out. I'm going to send you a bottle of it. Just put it on your face and see what you think. And I'm like, okay, fine. Okay, for just historical sake, Rhonda, fine, I'll humor you. So she sends me this bottle, and I try it. And within, I don't know, a week or something like that, I'm like, holy cow. Not only is it, you know, it's clear, it doesn't smell, which is huge, because I don't want to, you know, be smelling like rose water or something as a guy. Because again, if I barely use soap, having me put something else on my face is a stretch. And I was going through all this, and I was like, I think my wrinkles are going away. This is, what is this magic elixir? And so that's how I ended up, you know, subscribing as a customer for Rhonda, and then coming on and taking on another opportunity later on. But you know, Deb was our team leader here, and I absolutely love her. She's always filled with great information, and she's has every answer you could ever possibly want. But that's how I met Deb, and then Deb introduced me to Scott. So that's your 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon, everybody who's listening in tonight. And this wonderful company called Ladara has really kind of changed my life, and it's opened up many new relationships, great friends and family. I call you family now, but there's really cool stuff that's going on. So Scott, what was your how did you get involved with Ladara?
I got involved with Ladara when the serum was originally launched, pretty much at its inception, 3 years ago now, 2 years ago. And so I went to a meet and greet, and I had signed up as a marketing partner and brought the product home and the information home, and I presented it to my wife, and the project got shelved from that point on. So I'll elaborate here in a second. So the idea of getting involved with Ladara at that time was put on the shelf because, you know, my wife and I were a team, you know, so if she's not on board, I'm just simply not going to do it. So fast forward to September of 2015, I get a call from Sherry Dow, one of Deb Hall's best friends, and she's stayed in touch with me over the years as well. She was the one that originally had signed me up a couple years ago. Anyhow, she said, Scott, you got to come. I'm not going to bother you anymore. This, you know, that you really got to come. Meet these people. We've got some new products since the last time. So anyhow, my wife happened to be there when that call came in, and she goes, so what's really going on? And so I said, they want us to, you know, come meet these people and, you know, talk about these products. And, you know, and so she says, let's go. And I'm like, you could push me over with a feather. And I'm like, what do you mean, let's go? She goes, I've been using the product for a year and I love it. And I'm like, what? I said, who just stole my wife? I'm like, and replaced it with this person. So she said, all that product that you were having delivered from 2 years ago that went on the shelf, I started using it, and I love it. Yeah. So she started getting all these unsolicited compliments about how good she looked, right, how good her skin, and how young she looked, you know, and all these things. And she never put two and two together that it was, you know, Ladara's award-winning best anti-aging serum that was doing it. So, needless to say, when we went to the meet and greet, we joined as executive marketing partners and hit the ground running.
It is, you know, and so what is? I love hearing your wife's testimonial about that, because it's true. Because you know, it's like when you take a vitamin or you do something that's not like, you know, coloring your hair or shaving your beard or something that's going to be, you know, dramatic. You know, it's
right,
something that takes a little bit of time to you know, I don't say start working, but, you know, start working for you. It's like taking a vitamin, yeah, or something. It doesn't happen overnight. But when it starts happening, no, and you get those compliments, you're like, well, it must be because I comb my hair differently today or something. You're not doing, you know, you're not thinking the obvious thing. What have you been putting on your face for the last, you know, month? And that's
right,
what they're commenting
right
on. I don't
exactly
know. I just
right,
I found
exactly
that fun.
Right. So, Yeah, she started using it. Then, of course, you know, and you ever want, you know, she's like a child. Like, if you ever want to know the truth about something, just ask a child. Well, my wife's the same way. She's not going to tell you anything that isn't a matter of fact. So if you want to hang your hat on something, it'll be what she tells you. So when, you know, when she gave me her testimony about, you know, how well it worked and all these things, I couldn't wait to start using it. So, I started realizing all the benefits as well, all the reductions in, you know, the fine lines and wrinkles and, you know, the hydration and the skin and the, you know, the elasticity, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it's the serum's amazing. And then, of course, they roll out three more absolutely amazing anti-aging products as well.
Okay, so I'm going to beat you up on here just a tiny little bit, because I will tell you, you know, because we're guys, you know, growing up, did you loofah your face three times a day?
No. You know, I'm one of those guys too that I didn't put anything on my face prior to Ladara.
Right.
Not even, you know, since I was 18 years old, the only thing I ever put on my face was bar soap, but that was because I shaved with it. I wouldn't even put shaving cream has never hit my face. Never shaved with shaving cream. Never.
Oh, Scott, come on.
I use bar soap. I swear to goodness. Never have ever used shaving cream. I use bar soap.
You are rough and tough and hard to bluff. That's all there is to it.
So, yeah. So now, aside from the bar soap for shaving, the only other thing that touches my face are the Ladara products.
So let me ask you this, because, you know, same thing for me, because it's funny, because I'm still asked by companies to either be a spokesperson for them or to rep for them or whatever. It's like, I've already now got the best. I'm absolutely not interested. I mean, you know, bless your heart for asking, but I'm not interested because I've got something that's easy. And from a guy's standpoint, now I don't know. I mean, honestly, I have no idea how women, you know, get up every morning and, you know, put toner on their face and then put, you know, makeup on and then put the other shellac on and do all that. Just blows my mind. And then they do their hair. No clue how they have time to do that, because I'm like, you know, in the shower, out of the shower, and I'm out the door. So, but this is something that takes, you know, I don't know, if it's a slow day for me, Scott, it probably takes 10 seconds for me to put that serum on. And if it's a, you know, it's a fast day for me, it's probably like 5, but it's so easy to do. And it's not something that's cumbersome. And that was really the thing that sold me. And then, you know, the other things, and we'll talk about all of that at some other point, but the other products, you know, the Within, which is your, you know, once a daily supplement, they've got a Flawless Now. So, you know, if you got bags under your eyes, it's like having Photoshop Live on your face. It just is amazing. And they've got an extra hydration cream. So if you want to do that, all great stuff. So Scott, for this opportunity, if you've got people listening tonight that would like to order from you or find out more information, we're going to talk about tea next. So it's not like we're leaving the topic here, but if you have people that would like to contact you and either order or find out more information about the Ladara skincare products, how would you best like to communicate with them?
Well, that's a good question. You know, there's several ways. You can use my personal email. It's my full name. It's very simple. No spaces, no underscores, no nothing. It's Scott McCuskey, scottmckuskey@gmail.com. If you want to email me your contact information, I'll be happy to forward you on all the different information we've got on the four award-winning anti-aging product lines and the wellness teas that we'll talk about here in a little bit. So, yeah, that's probably the easiest. I would go that route, scottmckuskey@gmail.com.
Okay. So, seriously, folks, you know, if you're – and especially if you're a guy listening, because I think the women get it. It's an easier thing for them to get because they're just used to putting stuff on their face every day. I'm not. But if you're a guy out there, I'm telling you, if you've not worn sunscreen or if you're just washing your face with soap or something like that, you know, the ladies actually like it when you look halfway decent. So take care of yourself and think about doing something that's going to help your skin look better, feel better, and keep you just feeling better all the way around for many years to come. It will take years off your face. I don't make any product guarantees, but I will tell you, Scott, this is no joke. I am And I'm in Hollywood, so I'll say to people who have no reason to be nice to me, be brutal. How old do you think I am? And they will tell me an age that it's usually about 13 to 15 years younger than I actually am. And so that must mean I'm like 12. But no, they really do tell me that it's, you know, they'll say, well, you'd look this age. And I'm like, thank you, your check will clear this week. And I know it's because of Ladara. But the right. cool thing that they've got going on right now is something that I totally didn't see coming out of left field. And these are the new certified wellness grade teas that Ladara is now offering. How has that impacted how you are living your life, Scott?
Wow. You know, these wellness teas by Ladara are off the charts. Amazing. So it's totally, you know, increased the business triple fold. I mean, the anti-aging itself with the award-winning products and, you know, 100% results on everybody, an instant perfecting gel within 90 seconds, all those things are amazing. And then you roll out this wellness tea by Ladara. And, you know, they have six categories, if you will, or six wellness teas. They have an Energize. They have a Beautiful, which we should probably start there. It ties into their anti-aging. So that helps support radiant and glowing skin. So that ties into all the anti-aging stuff. And then they got the Energizer that recharges your body and mind. That one's amazing. Let me give you a quick testimony on that. My wife's been a coffee drinker her whole life. And since we got back from Arizona 6-7 weeks ago when they launched this, she has not had not a single cup of coffee, not a one. And she is just motoring along like she always has. So I can tell you the Energizer is amazing. There's a Slim Detox. It supports the healthy weight and management and detoxification. There's a Relax that, you know, that promotes peace of mind. And let me tell you, I need that at times. And that works amazing for me at night because I didn't know what a good night's sleep was until I started drinking the Relax wellness tea. So, and then the other two, they have the Digest, which is all about soothing and comforting, you know, your digestive system. So that one's absolutely amazing for that. And then the last one's the Immune. So it supports your body's defenses. So six absolutely amazing teas. They look beautiful. I know that sounds weird, but they look beautiful. They smell absolutely amazing. And they taste just the same. So, the wellness tea, never seen it coming, just like you, Garrett, never seen it coming. But what really sets the wellness teas apart from every other tea literally on the planet is the certified wellness grade. And that is that's total quality control, literally from the field to the cup. So, I mean, there is no other tea in the world on this planet that can claim this certified wellness grade. It's 100% natural. It's tested for authenticity and purity. I mean, who does that? It's all safe, so it's all organic ingredients wherever possible. It's all what else? And where it's grown, they make sure it's in the ideal environment. They're picked that, you know, peak when you're supposed to be, all these types of things that are part of the certified wellness grade. There's no artificial ingredients, all kinds of things. They're all processed under strict, quote, good manufacturing practices. That's another huge thing. It's just all kinds of things. They're where they're picked at the right elevation, the right time. If there's a farm that's using pesticides or insecticides or that's near an area that might have pollution, they will not purchase from those tea growers. So it's amazing. If there happened to be a situation where they needed to know where your tea came from that you were drinking, they can know in 30 minutes or less where that tea came from, who picked it, the time it was picked, everything. That's the type of control that they have through the certified wellness grade. So that is amazing. And especially when this is coming off of when you see on TV where they're pulling wellness teas off of the shelf for salmonella poisoning, you don't have to worry about that with wellness teas by Ladara. Their certified wellness grade guarantees best tea in the world.
And, you know, I will tell you, I'm spilling my dirt here. In the morning, I still do have a big cup of coffee because it's part of my routine, and I'm just not going to change from that. But usually by about like 9:30 or 10 o'clock, because I'm even drinking Ladara Energized Tea right now, which I don't need to do because I'm usually amped up anyway. But I just like the flavor. The thing that really got me was that I've been drinking teas forever, and I would always go, you know, to the grocery store and buy, you know, the store brand or whatever the national brand was that was on sale. And then when I started to see the CWG teas with by Ladara, and they were like, you know, do you know what goes in your teas? And I'm like, no, I do not. You know, and so it's like, no, you know, it's when you actually sit down and go like, okay, what am I putting in my body with the Ladara teas? And you see how all the ingredients are all natural, they're all organic, it's done in an organic facility, et cetera, et cetera. You're like, well, that's what I want to put in my body because that sounds great. And then you see what you get in other teas. And, you know, we're not naming names or brands or any of that kind of stuff because you can do that yourself. Just go to the store and compare. And you'll be shocked at the ingredients that are in there that are really, you know, not having anything to do with teas, and they're not organic, and they have other things that are included in them. Now, here's the part that I thought was fascinating, because when you take a look at ordering teas from Ladara, you can buy them in a kit, which is very, very cool, or you can buy them individually. Now, you know, I think always starting with a kit is cool because then you can get all of the different, you know, it's kind of like the sampler pack. And, you know, some people I've talked to might go like, whoa, that's a little bit of money. But if you take a look at the per cost per serving, it's under like, I think it's like 74 cents a serving. And if you're going to go, you know, with your Keurig and, you know, your pod type of coffee makers and you're getting your pods, even if you're getting them at a deal at the store on sale, your per unit per pod is, you know, 75 cents to $1.20, depending upon how, you know, economical you can be in sourcing it. And here your average cost is 75 cents per serving on the teas, and you're getting something that's really, really healthy for you. That was shocking to me because I thought it was going to be much more expensive than that. And from a, you know, I would almost call it a gourmet experience because of just the smell, the aroma. And again, I'm now becoming more of a tea snob, Scott, because you do smell them and you're going, I love this. I'm a guy and I love the smell of this tea. So, it's crazy. So I love the Ladara teas. And again, if you want more information on that, just the email, again, updated the show page while we're talking. We're live radio, folks. ScottMcCuskey@gmail.com. I've updated the show page so you can just cut and paste that, and that will get you an email to Scott so you can find out more information about teas there. Scott, we got about 2 minutes left before the show is up. I can't believe the hour has flown by. This just, it always shocks me. But before I let you go, do you want to give shout-outs to anybody tonight that might be listening?
Well, you know, I don't think 2 minutes would cover it, but I want to give shout outs to, you know, everybody in my family. You know, without them, I wouldn't be who I am today. Shout out to my beautiful, intelligent, best friend and partner, my wife, Kimberly. Shout out to my 12 fur babies. And, of course, my extended family, my new family with Ladara, Deb Hall, Sherry Dowd, and everyone in the support team that helped get me to where I am today. Actually, my wife and I, we are a team. Tim and I, we are a team, and that's always an option, too, for the business opportunity. So, and my new BFF out in California, Garrett, you know, shout out to everybody. You know, love you all. And you know, and last but certainly not least, everyone in the pet world, you know, Angels Free Animal, Friends of Fido over here in the Mahoney County, they work tirelessly. You know, everything is all volunteer. It's all fundraising. If anybody would like to know how to donate to Friends of Fido, everything is out of their pocket. They pull pups from the pound. They take care of all their medical expenses. They do everything. Please email me. They're always looking for donations and support. No donation is too little. No donation is too large. The countless pups that they, the lives they saved. I mean, countless lives that they saved that if Friends of Fido did not exist, would not happen. And again, in all the other local organizations around here. So
right on.
Thanks to everybody. Love you all.
There we go. Scott, it's been a pleasure having you on. Again, go check out those websites for his Pet Lodge, USA of Boardman.com. The links are on the show page. You will be thrilled and entertained beyond belief. We're going to be live tomorrow at 3 p.m. for the Friday night dance party. That's Pacific Standard Time, folks. And then at 4 o'clock, Dalea with her new album, Visitor, world premiere this week, and that's happening tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.